Barn red. Home alone, I swirl on scarlet lipstick and forget that I did. So when the dairy farmer knocks apropos of nothing and stares longer than usual, I suddenly remember and blush a matching hue when to my surprise he asks, "Can I see?" I hand him the cylinder, which he uncaps as he leans in toward the mirror, applying it to his freshly shaved face. So now we both evince the look of those who've gorged on a beetroot feast. Years hence, I still don't know what to conclude. He never said much that meant anything I could discern, so I spent my energy in conjecture, and that's how we soared and stalled and plummeted through those months under the engines of my intermittent imagination. So forgive me if I invoke more uncertainty when I admit I think of his gesture as religious, like the grand compassion of the priest who supped with the monk who failed at fasting. Perhaps he recognized the pain of being seen and attempted to relieve me by visiting it upon himself. Or perhaps we sure were accidental vampires who couldn't bear inflicting our affliction on any new victims, so we fed on our mutual wounds. Nah, that's too narcissistic and raw. Perhaps he was just showing me all he couldn't declare throughout our faulty affair, that he'd always been and was now officially fabulous.